What the fuck is up, everybody? Welcome to the Boys Brews and Beyond podcast. This is episode 7. This is episode 8. I know last week I said it was episode 8, but it's not. The reason that is because it was the 8th episode we recorded, but I forgot that the week before that, as I mentioned on the previous podcast, the episode split itself into, like... Oh, come on, you fucko. Yeah, my bad. The episode split itself into, like, 1,000 little, like, 4-second clips that I had to piece together like a puzzle. And I said, fuck that, just because there's no way I was doing that. So, we are here. This is episode 8. I'm here with Paul and Dan. Say what's up, family.
Hello.
What's up, family?
Thank you. What's up? We got a couple topics we want to hit this week. Some of it's going to be a good time. We have our first plug. I got a business I want to plug, which is exciting.
Already pop rocks.
No, that's not it. We can talk about that. That is
business ideas. Right,
so
that should be a segment.
So we have two business ideas.
Every episode we should have like a retarded business idea.
All right. So starting today, we're gonna do our first episode segment.
So like all week, think of whatever you can and make sure you remember for when we. All
right. So we're gonna talk about. We only have one today, but we're gonna talk about our terrible business idea. We'll have one every week from now on, though. So yeah. We went today. Me and Paul went on a little trip. We went to. What are we drinking right now? We are drinking
Lights On from Treehouse.
Lights On from Treehouse Brewing Company,
it's
in Massachusetts. Treehouse, yeah.
Yeah, Treehouse is good, but this is like their pale ale.
Let's taste it.
It's just okay. It's not bad by any means, but nothing to write home about.
Yeah, that's a beer.
Yeah, I mean,
it's beer.
It's good. It's only 5.3 ABV, so it's good. Like,
it's not offensive.
If we went to Treehouse, I would probably buy a case of this. If there's ever like a barbecue, I'd bring like 6 of these.
Yeah, because people will drink them. Like, it's not gonna offend anybody.
Yeah,
but
it's good. I mean, it's hoppy. It's really hoppy for a pale ale, but like it's light. It's not like heavy. Like you could drink a couple of these.
Right. So, today we went the other half today. You picked up.
Yeah, we
the plug.
Checked out the tap room.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
It's cool in there.
It's my first time.
Did you eat in there?
No, they did have a collab with...
They had like a pop-up.
A pop-up.
He
was making
like
sandwiches.
On the menu.
Some guy was in there making sandwiches, little pop-up collab. But we did not eat. But the tap room's cool. We went to Micro Center. Paul built his girlfriend, Sarah. We're building her a PC. Well, actually, we did build her a PC. We just got to get the fucking thing to work.
Oh, so you guys didn't, like, really put it together yet?
We put together everything, but we need an adapter to plug it into the monitor, because we didn't realize the monitor doesn't have an HDMI port.
What?
It was on sale.
It was, like,
so that's
60
why
bucks.
It was on sale. I think it's, like, last year's model, or, like, maybe 2 years ago model.
But they paid, would you pay like $60
for
it?
It was $60 for like a 21-inch monitor, which is like a great deal. And it's an Acer, it's not like some off-brand
exactly.
It's a great monitor. Just, we need to buy
the adapter. Or I may have one upstairs, I gotta go look. Have one. But we put it
Either
together.
Way, good deal.
It turned on, you gotta put
the
OS
that's
the
most
on
important
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
But I said when Quan, or when you build your computer.
Give me the flash drive.
When either you or Quan build your, whoever does it first, or whenever, I want to build it on the podcast.
Okay.
And bring it in here, set it up on the desk, and we could set the mics up and build it in here. We may actually, now that like I don't have a ceiling in the office right now, we may be able to rig the mics up to the ceiling.
That'd be fun.
So that they're like hanging and they're not like on the desk.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I like that idea, actually.
I think we could do that. I may be able, if I put hooks up, I can hang the mics down like fucking WWE. And it, like, hangs down on the thing, and we can just talk into them hanging.
Yeah, we can either talk or just beat the shit out of each other, you know? We can definitely
fucking hell in the cell.
Hell, dude.
This is the cell.
This is it.
Welcome to cell.
Welcome.
Welcome, cell. For those of you that don't know, if you've played the Borderlands series, there's only a few voice lines for, like, the civilian NPCs. One of them is Welcome to Hell.
Just keep pressing X, and that's like what this is back to back.
Welcome to Hell. Welcome to Hell. The other one is Hey, you hear when they're gonna Hey, you hear when they're gonna turn the water back on?
Just keep spamming that. So funny.
Oh, the fucking classic. Have you seen my gun? The best part. The little guy when you're what's the city called? The one that's up in the sky. DLC, I think it's Borderlands 2 or Borderlands 1, the DLC. And you go into like
the vault.
You go into the gun shop. The little guy.
Thing. Oh no!
No, no, there's the little guy in the race car on the counter. The little tiny guy, and he goes, "Welcome to Hell."
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, is this this was in the first Borderlands?
I don't know if it was DLC for the first one or just the regular second game.
Because I haven't really played the second one that much. I know I have to do it because Borderlands is just a great game.
I have it on the PC, bro. We'll play through it.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, without a doubt.
I'm going to pull it up.
Look,
so you can see it. The little guy.
But, you know, it's funny how, like, that's like, one thing that didn't really blow up as far as, like, a meme. But the whole phase where the people just blew up using I took an arrow to the knee from Skyrim.
Yeah, like, what about it?
That's just like, I don't know. I just, why is that one so fucking so like so
Reddit.
Standing out?
Reddit. Someone made a joke on Reddit and fucking
it just blew up. No.
Also, more people played Skyrim than like played Borderlands.
That's true.
Guaranteed.
That's true.
But yeah, let's just get this out of the way. Paul's girlfriend has been, every time she gets her hands on Paul's phone, she texts our group chat and writes, boop, boop, beat his ass.
Oh, that,
and Dan doesn't know what the fuck it is.
I don't know what it is.
And I've been saying, boop, boop, eat his ass, because I think that's good. But we're going to play boop, boop, beat his ass for Dan to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
What the fuck you doing? Boop, boop, beat his ass!
There's a, according to Sarah, there's one where they use like the alien like layover like whatever.
I sent you that.
Yeah,
on,
I don't. It's
Instagram.
On Instagram, but it, beat his ass.
Those voice filters were so funny.
I was doing them last night.
So funny.
It was the fucking best.
So funny. Just the one with the little pump on it. It's got, like, his voice is just, you know, has that filter on.
The alien filter, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and on Snapchat it's called, like, alien filter. They have a robot one, they have some other weird ones.
I can't believe that's on Snapchat.
Snapchat doesn't give a fuck, dude. They'll put anything on there.
Wow. It came a long way.
Dude, Bill fucking Cosby. Did you guys see this shit?
Did he get sentenced? He got sentenced, right?
He convicted. His sentence hasn't been decided yet. What's up?
I knew that much.
Yeah. So he's been convicted for, from what I understand, he was only convicted of sexually assaulting the one woman who sued him.
No,
no. Are
you
sure?
Three out of
the fucking however many.
Your point still stands.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. Aside from like maybe fucking Genghis Khan, he might be the most serial anything ever. Rapist, murderer. You think anyone ever killed more people than he, like, sexually assaulted?
Probably.
You think so? In modern times?
Las Vegas shooter.
You don't think Bill Cosby sexually assaulted 50 women?
No.
You don't think so? I think he did. I think he
did. Well, the only thing is that the Las Vegas shooter, like, that wasn't a repeated offense.
That's
not a serial killer, I guess.
I don't think anyone, like, he's a serial rapist. Like, he raped, like, he got convicted on sexual assault charges, but he fucking raped them. Like, it's rape.
Yeah.
He's looking at anywhere between 10 to 30, which is, like, still absurd. He should fucking, he's gonna die in prison.
Yeah.
But,
you know, he went from he went from being like this crazy huge icon to just wow. This is what you did.
He was America's father. was fucking, it was Bill Cosby, bro.
Yeah.
You know
what's funny?
At that time, he was like everyone's favorite person on TV.
Yeah, it was like the go-to show, I guess.
It was his, like, almost like his fucking cover-up. Like, no one expected it from him just because of who he was. Like, even in fucking real life, like, he had this whole, like, thing. Like, don't curse, respect your parents, like, all that shit. And he's a fucking monster, like, behind the curtains.
Yeah.
Wild.
You know, it's crazy because that one podcast that I listened to, Sword and Scale.
Yeah, it's a good one.
There was one episode where there was this, I guess it was a TV show. It was like this Christian TV show where the guy that would play as a certain puppet, you know, he was a real big icon for Christian families, whatever that, you know, all that stuff. So it turns out that this guy that was playing the puppet went onto like online chat rooms and just talked about cannibalism, taking children and fucking them and eating them and cooking them, and it's disgusting.
Was he doing it or just talking about it?
Well, he was talking about it, but like he was talking about it as if he was doing it.
Yeah.
Like he said, like he had like a fresh one recently. Ugh. Yeah. Like. And, like, they would ask each other, like, oh, what are you going to eat first? What part are you going to eat first? Probably the butt. Something like that.
Probably the butt. Could you imagine being such a fucking monster and still referring to it as the butt?
Dude, it's crazy. They play like, they play the actual conversations that they've had on.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, you would think someone who's, like, that dark. Like, it's just, like, such a strange juxtaposition between, like, such an innocent word and, like, literally, like, eating a kid's butt. Like, to use the word butt sounds so fucking funny. Like, it's obviously not funny. This is a deeply concerning matter. But, like,
come on.
It's funnier, like, saying, like, eating a kid's ass. So that is, that is, like, a whole...
Not, like, lick their asshole, though.
Yeah, no, right. I was going to say, that has, like, a whole different, like, societal connotation now. Like, when someone says they're going to eat your ass, they don't mean they're going to fucking put your butt cheek in their mouth and chomp down to what separates into their fucking face. They mean they're going to, you know, to say, like, it's funnier to... Like, I was going to say it's funnier to say, like, to eat a kid's butt. But it's not, actually. It's funny to say eat a kid's ass.
Yes.
Like, maybe, like 5 years ago, it would have been funnier to say to eat a kid's butt, but now it's funnier to say it the other way.
Bro, that's just, like, what the internet does to you and just how people talk to each
other.
It
ruins everything.
Oh, my God. Everyone's just like, oh, you don't eat the ass? What's the matter with you?
What'd you see,
I feel like way less people eat ass than, like, aliens would think if they, like, went on the internet.
If aliens think on the internet, they would think that was intercourse.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they reproduce by eating ass. They would think that's, like, what we do.
What about DJ Khaled? Doesn't eat pussy.
DJ
Fuck
Khaled,
him,
you get
dude.
Bent, yo. Dude can suck my dick from the back.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's not missing out on much, because it's DJ Khaled.
Yeah, he sucks.
His beard would just, like, get in the way, I think.
We the best music!
Oh my god.
Into her fucking vaginal cavity.
Right? He's like.
No, but did you
I
watch.
I wouldn't want DJ Khaled to eat my vagina.
No, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't suck his dick, though. That's the thing, is it's not that. He's not into oral sex. He expects his wife to suck his penis. He just refuses to reciprocate.
Guys,
like adamantly,
obviously,
I don't do that.
Yeah, but I don't get why people are mad at him. Like, obviously, she probably doesn't think it's that big a deal. I guess.
Well,
yeah,
it's just
well,
the way he's talking.
The way he's talking about.
Yeah,
it,
no,
but,
I agree. Like, but
in concept,
he's not that
like,
smart of a man anyway.
That's true.
So, like,
yeah, he doesn't.
You
even,
can't knock him for that. Like,
his name
not,
is fucking Khaled.
He's not.
So, like,
yeah, he's not the smartest guy around.
Fucking,
like,
who did I say earlier? He was born from his dad's smegma. Trace amounts of semen in the dick cheese.
Yeah.
Got his mom pregnant.
Yeah.
did say that.
Dick cheese.
Anyway, did you see the video of Bill Cosby walking out of his conviction?
Oh, it's all over the place.
Did you see it? Do you see it, Paul? No, there's a new one.
It's just the one where he, like,
that was from his first trial.
I'm taking a boss pour of this because I know Dan doesn't like sours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys can keep that.
Well, yeah, split it with me because I got, like, the fucking baby share. It
smells really weird.
Is it funky as dick? Bill Cosby.
Does it smell like onion?
So here's
a... It smells
like a shallot.
What the fuck is a shallot?
Like a...
Is this the video?
It's like a cross between...
There's a woman jumping the barricade trying to fucking murder that.
Is this where he, like, bends backwards real fast?
That's, yeah.
Is it explained why he does that?
He is, like, one of his dances, I'm pretty sure. In, like, his, and, like, he used to do that in his, like, in, like, this was a fucking Bill Cosby thing.
Oh, wow, I didn't know
where
that.
The fuck is the video of him snapping his neck? Not literally, but... Bill Cosby, what do I search? Bill Cosby, funny walk? I don't know.
Yeah, there
you
go.
This is it?
Yeah.
Is this it?
Yeah.
You sure?
I think so. Fast forward a little bit.
This video is only like 20 seconds long. I don't know if this is it.
No, wait. Hold on. Just wait. See if it happens. Why the fuck is that?
What the
a funny
fuck,
walk?
Yo? Why is that even on YouTube? It's just a fucking video of Bill Cosby walking. It's definitely on Twitter.
Oh, without a doubt. It's all over Twitter.
Twitter.
A 12-person jury is deciding
shut
the fate of Bill Cosby in his sexual assault
case. Shut up.
Case.
Shut the fuzz up.
Shut the fuzz up.
We don't curse on here anymore.
Fuck.
Thanks. Is this it? No, this is fucking... God damn it.
God.
Well...
It's alright.
It's nowhere to be fucking found. That sucks.
We know
anyway, we know what it is. You guys, if you guys find it, send it to us, because I'll show it to Paul after the podcast. I don't know where the fuck it went. But, I was watching the other day, Bill Cosby... Not Bill Cosby, I'm sorry. It was two, three years ago, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler... During some independent film award show, they were hosting, and they told, like, this like, two-minute Bill Cosby joke. They just shit on Bill Cosby for 2 minutes. And at one point in the clip, they cut to the crowd, and the one person in the crowd who is falling out of his fucking chair laughing, like, wheezing, can't control himself, Harvey Weinstein.
Really?
Yep. Everyone's sitting at his table. He's sitting with, like John Krasinski and Emily Blunt at the table. And they are, like, looking at him like, dude, like, we fucking know.
Really?
You are not one to be laughing at these fucking Bill Cosby rape jokes.
Wow.
You're a fucking rapist. Bill, what the fuck is his name?
Harvey?
No. Bill Murray? Is also at the table, or sitting nearby, and he, like, is, he does not, because Bill Murray's a fucking big-time actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if, he would be someone who would have been around long enough to sort of know, and he was, like, stone-faced. He was like, this shit is not fucking funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then it comes out, Harvey Weinstein's, like, doing a relatively similar fucking thing to, like, almost as many women.
What do you think about the whole Louis C.K. thing?
He shouldn't have done it.
You classify this as the same shit that these guys are doing?
Absolutely not.
Neither do I.
No. He shouldn't have done it. It was... He never touched anyone. It's definitely... It's bordering on sexual assault.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, he never forced... anyone to look. He never locked anyone in a room. He never... There is the one account that he was in the doorway, so they couldn't, like, get around him. But again, that's... that's, you know, hearsay. Who really knows?
Yeah.
And
it,
you also can't say that it was his intention to be blocking the door. No, I mean, look, he shouldn't have done it. He knows he shouldn't have done it. He apologized years ago.
Years ago? I thought it was just like a couple months ago.
He apologized to the women, like, years ago. Like, privately.
Oh, so then this, like, fucking, this was already over with when it
Between, it was, for the most part, over with between, some of the women that he had done it to. But I think there was maybe one or two who didn't feel justified in the apology, and they didn't feel like the apology really sort of negated what happened.
Yeah.
Which I guess is reasonable. I mean, he apologized, but it still happened. Like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because he had a movie coming out that week. Like, an independently funded movie. Funded by him, written, directed, produced by him. And they cut it. It never released. It'll release eventually.
Wow. Yeah,
but
eventually, yeah.
The word is he's back at, like, comedy clubs. Not performing, but he's, like, hanging around.
Yeah.
Like, places in L.A. I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts, and a bunch of guys said they saw him a few nights in L.A., sort of in the crowd, hanging around, listening to the stand-ups. I heard that there was a couple... a few people saw him, like, hanging around some New York clubs.
Huh.
Look, he's gonna have another comedy special.
Yeah. He's really fucking good at it. Like,
well, he's arguably one of the best comedians alive.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
best. You want to talk who makes the most money? Kevin Hart's the highest paid, one of the highest paid entertainers in the world.
Well, he's in a lot of movies. You get paid a lot to be in a movie.
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't count movies, he's probably not that close to the
He's
top.
Still the highest paid comedian, though.
Oh, yeah, he's probably, definitely.
He's the highest paid comedian, I know.
He's up there for sure.
Sebastian Maniscalco is another comedian. He, like, fucking sells out arenas.
He's pretty hilarious.
He played, my parents went to see him last week.
Yeah,
really? Where?
Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, okay.
They said he was really fucking good.
He's hilarious.
Like, John Mulaney sells a lot of tickets. Like I said, Louis C.K., Z's Ansari sells a lot of tickets. But Z's Ansari also has his own fucking thing.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
I heard some insider info on him about how, like, that's kind of his thing.
What?
Like
I don't know the specifics.
So, the thing that happened with Aziz Ansari, he had some woman come back to his place, they hung out, they started to have sex, they didn't, she said no, they got naked, it went down on her, she sucked his dick, but she didn't want to have sex. So he was like, alright, they didn't have sex. They hung out on the couch for a little bit. They watched some TV. They drank some wine. He even tried to make a move on her again. So they were kissing. And he tried again. She said no. And he said, all right. And then she went home. She wrote an article. If you read the article, it's a very, very... I don't know how to say this without like coming out offensive. But it was very heavily written from, like, an extreme feminist position. Like, she was criticizing the situation even as far down as, like, you know, he assumed I would want to drink red wine. Like, he had red wine. He didn't even ask me if
She's
I wanted
retarded.
White. He assumed I wanted red.
She's retarded.
It was, yeah. Like, what he did was, like...
Perfectly okay.
Yes.
It's like...
Yes.
Say no. It's like a mating call. Just say
right,
no.
Exactly. But if you want to write an article like that, you discredit yourself the second you start
complaining about
the fucking
like that.
Wine he offered
yeah.
you or, like, the fact that whatever. But I did hear from a friend who is in the New York comedy scene. He's this guy that I met through, like, another comedian friend. He told me that that that's kind of his move. You know, where, like, he'll like, meet a girl at, like, at a bar and then be like, oh, do you want to go to this other club? Like, whatever. And then he'll get, they'll get in the Uber, and the Uber will take them to his apartment.
Oh,
and he'll be like, and he'll be like, oh, fuck, like, I guess I pressed the wrong button. The Uber took me, well, do you want to go upstairs? Like, we're here, like, I got food and wine upstairs, we can go hang out, like, watch some TV, watch a movie. And, like, that's kind of his move.
I mean, like, that's just something that someone said to you, so there's no, like...
Well, no, there's, look, it could be fucking wrong, but from what I've heard, like, he's not raping anyone, he's not sexually assaulting anyone, but he's definitely not so clean and even in his pickup tactics. Like, they're a little sly.
Yeah, I see what you mean, but at the same time, he's not...
No,
he's not
there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Like I said, that article, you know, she also, like, consented to other, like, sexual acts with him, like...
Yeah, exactly.
She just didn't want to have,
right,
sex, and he didn't, like, force her.
Yeah.
Well,
she just wrote that really fucking absurd article that, like, would have been a totally fine, it would have been totally fine had she not put such a fucking crazy spin on every, on the whole situation.
Yeah.
But it's blown over. No one gave a fuck. No one gives a shit anymore.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby's going to jail.
That came.
Harvey Weinstein is, I'm sure his trial is processing. He's going to end up in fucking trial soon.
Hell yeah.
You know, Louis C.K. is...
He'll probably get killed in prison.
Who?
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Bill Cosby may get killed in prison, too.
No,
don't
he's
so?
Too old.
You think he's just... They're going to assume him and just let him fucking die?
No one's going to kick an 80-year-old.
He's also crazy. He's also out of his fucking mind. He may not get put in regular prison. He may serve time, but they may put him in, like, a mental health facility. Or, like, a mental wing, like, for... Because he's not...
Oh, I don't know, but I doubt that.
You don't think so? He's fucking crazy.
He's...
You think it's an act?
He's not crazy.
If you've watched some shit with him in the last couple of years, he's fucking crazy.
Like, shit as in just, like...
Interviews,
yeah.
Appearances on television. There's one... I'll pull this up. I was listening to another podcast. They played this week. Because this is, like... Bill Cosby, he was on ESPN.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think he's, like, I mean, he's certainly not right in the head, but I don't think he's, like...
Yeah. This is from...
I don't think he's mental patient.
This is actually old.
Mac football on a Tuesday. Temple hosting the Bobcats of Ohio. The call today from Bill Cosby. This is football night on ESPN 2, 5, or 6. But... The Temple Owls against the Ohio U Chitlin Lakes in the city of Philadelphia. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time and have fun.
What? So you couldn't tell.
He's just a comedian.
The
though, like,
that was supposed to be like a fight song with the band.
Oh.
And he also referred to the Ohio State as the Chitling Legs, which is not the fucking name of that school. There.
Yeah, but, like, he's a comedian, dude. Like,
that's why it's so tough, because he's just going to say dumb
shit. Retarded
shit.
Like,
but, like, I don't know. He's... I think he's a little... I think he's losing it. I think he might get fucking killed then.
No, I don't think he's going to get killed. He's too old.
I'm surprised they didn't plead...
They're just going to let him rot.
I'm surprised they didn't sort of try and get that for him, like plead that he has mental issues, like he shouldn't be housed with other prisoners, because you may be right, they very well may just put him with, like, fucking murderers and rapists.
Yeah.
Which, I guess he's a rapist, but...
I don't know. I don't really care where he ends up.
They fucking put him in the ground. Bury him alive.
Put him in the ground.
Put him in the dirt.
Even if he lives the rest of his life the way he's living it now, it's not that great. Like, he's not really able to go anywhere.
And he has so much money, though.
Yeah. Just Postmates every meal.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
Especially with Amazon on the come up.
I feel like that's what
fucking...
John Mayer does.
What?
You ever look at his like, stories? Like, he's just always, like, eating, like...
Just a takeout or whatever?
Yeah.
How's that sour?
I didn't even try it. I'll pour some in a sec. Or drink some in the can.
It's not as sour as the one yesterday.
No, that one was really sour.
This is a sour IPA, so it's...
Yeah, it's not bad.
The other... Did you guys see more fucking... More news. Did you guys have been following this whole North Korea thing?
Like what? Yeah. Like how they just been...
The truce?
Yeah, with South Korea?
Yeah.
Bro, North Korea, they actually changed their time zone today to match up with South Korea's.
Yeah.
They're doing it. They're fucking doing it big.
Wow.
North Korea's gonna demilitarize and they're gonna fucking...
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
You don't think so?
I'm not saying I don't think so, but...
It's too soon to tell. Oh, they held hands and they crossed over the DMZ.
Hitler signed plenty of truces before World War II, so...
Yeah, that's true. You think he's pulling a fucking switcheroo?
He did.
I know.
Signed a truce with Russia, invaded them, signed a truce with Great Britain.
Went to war with them.
Yeah.
Well, proxy war with him. Yeah.
Said he wouldn't invade Poland. He did. He
definitely,
said he
definitely did that.
He said he wouldn't invade Czechoslovakia. He did. But he said he wouldn't invade Czechoslovakia, then he did, and no one did anything, so it's kind of everyone else's fault for not, like, keeping him in check, but...
Yeah.
So he was like, no, I won't invade Czechoslovakia, like, invades Czechoslovakia, no one does shit. Like, no, I'm not going to invade Poland. Invades Poland. No one takes it that seriously, really. Like, he invaded Poland, Britain declared war on him, then he was just like, I want France, too. And invaded France. They gave up, because they couldn't do shit. Yeah.
I want France, too.
Yeah.
Dude,
he really fucked France up.
I was thinking about this, yo.
If it wasn't...
You know how there's this whole stigma of, like, how the French don't like the Americans?
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in France and, like, someone overhears you as an American and says something to you like, you know, like, go back to your own fucking country? How the fuck are you going to tell me to go back to my own country in my own fucking language? Like, you guys suck so hard. You can't boss me around in my fucking native tongue.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, you're speaking my language. You lose.
Yeah.
Conversation over. You fucking loser. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
You know what it is, though?
You're not going to win this argument. You haven't won a fucking war.
Well, I guess it's kind of different, because it's not like... They're not speaking American. They're speaking English, which is really, like...
All right,
English.
Fair.
But you know what, though? American citizens kind of have this rep around the world where... They're just... Everybody's a fucking asshole.
Apparently that's not true, though.
That's
apparently
not true.
The worst tourists are Chinese tourists.
Yes.
Like, as just attitude-wise?
They're just, like,
in general.
Don't have, like, good manners, apparently. I mean, I don't know.
I've seen a lot, if you, like, look it up, I've seen a lot of videos of, like, people recording, like, Chinese tourists.
But there's also way more Chinese people than anyone else, so...
It's true, it's just a numbers
just
game at that
like,
point.
Yeah, someone's gotta do the math
it's,
on that.
It's just, like, it's just so culturally different.
Yeah.
Like, between, like, fuck, especially people from, like, rural China people... People from Hong Kong... Hong Kong is hardly even fucking China.
It's not China. Hong Kong is
Hong
not
Kong
China.
Isn't... You're right. Hong Kong is not China. It's fucking Hong Kong. But, like, the cities in China, they're, like... A lot of them are not... Are culturally different from everywhere else in China. Just entirely.
Yeah.
So, like... I mean, I've seen videos in, like, fucking Yellowstone National Park. Where you walk on the pathway and it says, don't cross the fucking ropes... Because that is fucking geothermal fields, and you can step in a puddle and disintegrate your fucking legs. And there's, like, Chinese people just taking shits, like, in the fucking geothermal fields. And people are get the fuck out of there. Like, you can you read the sign? And they're like, oh, fuck you. Like, fuck you. Like, don't tell me what to do. I'll do what I want. And then, like, the sign literally says, you can fucking fall in a pit and die. Like, if you walk over there and you're taking a shit, like, and first of all, you shouldn't take shits in a national park, like, in just out in the open anyway.
Wait, you're serious about that?
No, I'm 100% serious.
Oh, I thought you were
you Google it. This video, this specific video will come up. In Yellowstone.
What?
Taking a shit, just, like, out in the middle of the park. And then the guy tries to, like, steal the dude's camera, and, like, fucking, they call the park ranger. The ranger, like, ended up taking them down to, like, the ranger station, and, like, screening their passports and banning them from the fucking park. And, like, you guys have to leave, and you are never allowed back in, like, a fucking, in, like, this section of associated parks, Yellowstone, all the,
wow,
all the parks. You can't fucking.
How you get a, like.
I would never go to.
How do you have the balls to fucking just shit?
I would never shit in public anywhere. But I definitely wouldn't go to another country to, like, one of their most pristine fucking, like. Like, you are going to, like, the nicest place this country has to offer just taking a shit.
That's like if I took a shit where the atomic bomb fell in Nagasaki.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm dropping another one.
That's not funny.
Like, if I did that, like, I'd probably be banned from all of Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
they would ban me from the country.
Yes.
If I took a if I said that, too. Like, I'm dropping another one. Took a shit, like,
I'm sure.
Same exact spot. That's it.
Gone.
They might not let me leave New Jersey anymore.
I'm sure that's happened before.
No fly. I mean, think about, like, even in China. Think if you went to, like...
You could consider that a bomb threat.
Think if you went to some temple in China, some fucking beautiful temple, and just went behind a pole and just took a shit on the floor.
Yeah.
That'd be it. First of all, it's a communist regime. They'd fucking murder you. You'd get thrown in a Chinese jail.
You'd
never leave.
Prison,
you'd
yeah,
never leave.
They'd throw you in prison.
But no, these people are taking
shit. Why
don't
we just start throwing fucking
we should.
Chinese
we really
tourists
should. We
in
should.
Prison?
Anyone who takes a shit in public, United States, should just go to jail.
I mean, yeah.
Unless you're homeless.
It's like in Singapore where you, if you spit out gum, you have to go to jail. If you spit gum on the ground in Singapore, you have to go to jail.
What?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because
big,
like,
gum problem?
Keep, like, the cleanliness of their city is, like,
oh,
super
important
to them.
Well, the city's fucking beautiful.
Yeah. Well, because they have laws like that.
Yeah.
Where, like, if you...
You deface...
If you deface anything, you're going to jail. Like,
yeah.
But did you see the, in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, that's, like, one of the things. He's like, yeah, in Singapore, like, if you spit out gum or whatever, and someone's like, I forget which comedian was on the show, but he's like, that's a little harsh. And Jerry's like, no, if you want to keep it clean. Like,
that's true. It's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was looking.
That's what it takes. I mean.
If you go on Google Maps and you, like, or Google Earth, whatever.
Same thing, I guess.
Same shit. And you go to China, blows my fucking mind how big it is.
China?
It's like the same size as the United States almost.
China?
Yeah.
No.
It's similar size. It's similar in, like, square mileage, I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure?
I don't think it's significantly bigger. Like, I don't think it's more than 20% bigger. Yeah, see, it's, like, not that much bigger.
Get the fuck out. It looks so fucking massive.
Yeah, it does.
I think it's just because you have no concept
of, like, what's where?
Of the provinces.
Yeah. Huh. Because I was, like, zooming in. I'll go to the fucking... I'll go to maps right now. I was zooming in at, like, random places and finding cities, like, bigger than New York.
Oh, they have
so many
cities.
And I was just like... I was like, what the fuck is this giant city?
They have... No, forget about it. As far as cities with over a million people, they have, like, way more than...
Kind of, like...
Just go to Google Maps.
They
have so many more people, so obviously they're gonna...
I mean, yeah, no, they absolutely do, but just, it's, like, I feel like they have, when they don't have cities, like, they either have cities or it's very rural.
Yeah.
So, like, you could scroll around for a while and it just looks like absolute fucking nothingness. And then, like, here, like, can I switch it to fucking...
Satellite,
yeah. I see, like, all of this is, like, it looks like fucking nothing. And then you'll zoom in.
Full screen this thing.
Yeah, it's full screen. Like, if you zoom in and, like, to one of these cities. I don't know, like, where is, like, there, like, a big one?
You're nowhere near the coast. You're near, like, the Mongolian border. There's, like,
I know, but I found a crazy fucking city up here.
mean, there's a lot of big cities, but
you're like,
you know, you have to see the ports in China.
Oh, I'm sure.
Fucking believable.
She got a job there.
Dude, you know how much you get paid for that?
Probably retarded.
Peanuts.
Well, I mean, like, those people in China probably are, like, pretty well off the... Like, you have to take into account, like, the cost of living and everything.
I mean, like, look at this. Like, these cities are fucking massive.
Yeah.
And they're, like, their blocks are not like our blocks, where they have so many streets that are not, like... Like, our blocks are rigid, and these streets are, like, fucking 40 buildings across.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of alleyways, probably, because they have, like, mopeds and shit.
Yeah, like, the world fucking... Like, it's crazy, crazy big. And this is just, like, a random city I just zoomed in on.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do that with any country.
I mean, here, where's fucking Hong Kong's down here?
Hong Kong's way...
Way down, way down. It's like Hong Kong's fucking crazy, too. I would go to Hong Kong. My dad said it's awesome.
Yeah, Hong Kong's probably awesome.
My dad's been there. He said it's the fucking shit. It's crazy. It's like, it's just like, it's, there's like islands of Hong Kong.
Yeah, Hong Kong's not that big.
But they have, yeah, Hong Kong Island. It's not that big, but it's like, yeah, look at the fucking port.
It's dense as fuck. It's just super dense.
If you guys don't know, Dan works at the port. He's a longshoreman, so he's all into boats and ports and shit. It's his favorite thing in the world. Kowloon Bay, yeah.
They have so many fucking...
Like, this is all just like one fucking shipping yard, basically. It really actually may not be much bigger than, like, where you were.
Hong Kong, yeah, probably isn't.
Somewhere.
There's
somewhere
not that much
China.
Manufacturing in Hong Kong.
Somewhere in China or Japan.
Hong Kong's not really.
Like where
Shenzhen. Go to Shenzhen.
Where's that?
Right north of Hong Kong.
Oh, up there?
Yeah.
Or if you just look up, like, pictures.
Like, go in that bay. There's probably... The ports in that bay are probably retarded. Well, that's a river.
Yeah. This is all natural reserves.
You got that tunnel, though.
I mean, if you're interested, you just look up
Google
images.
It.
Dude, just type in, like...
China port.
Yeah, Chinese port or something like that. Yeah, images...
Yeah.
Dude, look at all those fucking containers and those cranes.
Just use the arrows.
That's crazy. Jesus fuck, dude.
Look at all those cranes.
How many cranes do you got? We guys have like 13 or something like that? I don't think there's not that many.
No, I think one port has like 15. Another port has like probably, I don't know, like 13, something like that. And another port has like 8 or something. And these ports, dude, they have like fucking 72.
And the other crazy thing is, like, the fucking port you work at services like so big of an area.
Yeah. Like,
services
the
like all
coast.
Of Jersey, all of New York, all of Connecticut, all of Pennsylvania. Like,
most of the East Coast.
Get service through that port.
Yeah, like, the port of Miami, it's not as big as you would think.
Yeah.
Port of Tampa, port of, like, Norfolk, which is, Georgia?
Is it Norfolk, like, West Virginia?
Yeah, West Virginia.
Virginia. Dude, this is it.
Like,
There's
this longshoreman that I know that works in, the port of Camden in Philly. And he's just like, you guys fucking run everything up there. Because we rarely handle loose cargo, and that's pretty much all they do down there. They just send all like the loose cargo down there. They're loading lumber onto 53-foot flatbeds of trucks and shit like
yeah.
that. You know, it's like hand, like pretty much hands on shit. But this is all like us is all machine, just like pretty much just straight up car ships and containers.
Russia's fucking big.
Yeah,
it's also the projection.
You think so?
I go to
the
globe,
the way the map is.
View, and it's not.
It's not as like.
Big.
Yeah, true.
Plus half of it's like uninhabited because it's fucking way too cold. So.
Yeah, you can't, like, live up here.
Yeah, no. I can't believe we bought Alaska from Russia.
Why?
Why did we?
Why can't you believe it?
It's just funny.
I mean, there's fucking towns up here.
Yeah, there are towns, but it's not, like, you can't develop that. Like, you can't.
No one, like, you're not going to get enough people who are, like, willing to live up
here.
Not
even that. Like, what industry is going to thrive over there? It's just not...
What do they do? They fucking go into Siberia and they, like, dig up mammoth bones or whatever? When it thaws?
I have no idea.
Do you even get, like, do they even have, like, good imaging of these places?
Yeah, why not? It's all done by satellite. It's just as good as anywhere else.
Want to freak out stout or something?
I only brought one
stout. Oh, well, this is what this place looks like.
I'll save it for the... Save it for the end.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's up to you.
So, who... Dan sort of told us his answer. Who do you think is the ugliest
we'll do this one,
famous
then
person?
Out.
Who do you think is the famous, most famous... Who do you think is
what,
the ugliest...
retarded or something?
Dude, I'm having a fucking stroke.
I know.
Who do you think
Sad.
Is the ugliest... like, famous person.
Should I say it?
I mean, you picked, like, a pretty obvious one, to be fair.
Yeah. Like, I think that Steve Buscemi is definitely...
Is he really, though?
Holy shit, look at this.
What is that, orange juice?
Mango.
Looks like mango juice, like, for real, straight up.
Holy shit.
No, but yeah, I think, I don't know. Something about that guy, it's just, I mean, I love him, he's like a great actor, I mean, he does irk me sometimes, but, like,
how does he irk you, bro?
I don't know,
man. Here, list of famous ugly people. Say, who the, Shane McGowan, who the fuck is this guy?
That doesn't even count as a famous person.
Man, I don't even
if I haven't heard of them, they're not famous enough.
Oh, this woman... Jocelyn Goldenstein.
I thought that was just a meme.
Iggy Pop. He's pretty fucking ugly. Kelly Osbourne.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Marilyn Manson doesn't count, bro.
No, that doesn't count.
Marilyn Manson doesn't count.
It's just
like
his makeup.
It's his, yeah,
it's
like the way he looks.
Yeah.
He shaves his fucking eyebrows and wears his hair like a moron. Like,
yeah.
Like Michael Jackson too, like... I mean, yeah, he was like...
I don't know, he fucked himself up, man.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like,
well, he also caught fire, so... if I caught fire,
true.
I might look like
true.
That. Sure.
No, but, like, when he was in, like, when he was younger, before he, when he was fucking black,
yeah.
He was, like, a good-looking
when
dude.
When he was
Steven Tyler is also not the one... He shouldn't be seventh on the ugliest, like, celebrities list. This list fucking sucks.
Oh.
Susan Boyle, okay. Lil Wayne... this list is Sarah Jessica Parker. Sarah Jessica Parker is like, she's not ugly. People like to call her like a horsewoman, but like Ronaldinho, yeah, alright. Macaulay Culkin, yeah, but he cleaned up. He looks alright now.
He's fine now.
Natalie Dormer is 13th on the most on the ugliest celebrities. This thing could get fucked. Have you ever watched Game of Thrones? You're telling me Marjorie Tyrell is fucking ugly? Eat my asshole.
Yeah, this is a retarded
list. This
list
sucks.
Well, I guess it's based on votes, though, so I guess...
This list sucks. She's one of the most attractive actresses that exists.
They just picked
a bad picture. They picked a bad picture. But... I mean, she's really attractive.
Yeah.
Like, she is in no way one of the most, like, 13th on the ugliest of all time.
She shouldn't be on that list.
She shouldn't be anywhere near that list. Like, Marjorie...
Go back to that one with the other haircut.
That one?
No.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that haircut.
Yeah, that's a... Like, that is... most people shouldn't be able to wear their hair like that.
This... her head's, like, shaved on the side.
Like, in this role? Like, get the hell out of here, bro. She was a 10 in Game of Thrones. She's very attractive. She should... 13th. Way to make me mad at my own goddamn podcast, fucking Ranker.com, you stupid-ass...
Ranker.com.
Yeah.
The one thing that they have to do, they fucked up on.
I'm fucking ending this segment. That was bullshit.
This is not as good
Wait, hold on.
I wished it was.
It does taste like mango-y, though.
It's really mango-y, but it's a little strong.
Mango-y.
It's a little strong.
Let's taste it. What is this? So,
and it's like...
Oh, well, before that we drank...
It's like not that carbonated either.
Before that, what is this? This is...
Total Internal Reflection.
Total Internal Reflection by Hudson Valley Brewery, which we went to.
Yeah, I love that place.
Road, that was where we went to on the road trip pod.
They brew
and right now, we're drinking...
Fleeting Fulfillment.
Fleeting
from
Fulfillment
Trum
from Trum
Brewing,
which is in Jersey.
Trum Brewing, I guess.
They're in Hopewell, New Jersey.
I mean, this is a... This is good, but it doesn't really taste like beer.
And no, it doesn't.
Let's taste it. It looks like it. It look. It's like sort. It's
it
like
looks like squeezed mango.
It's like dark in the middle.
It
like,
looks like mango juice. It's not carbonated, really. It's strong. It tastes more like a cocktail than beer.
It's pretty good, though.
It's I like it, but
it kind of has like. It's almost like, is it Is this like a?
There's supposed to be vanilla.
I was gonna say
I'm not really getting vanilla.
It tastes smooth, almost like ice cream on the back of my tongue.
You know what? You know what it is? I'm kind of waiting. Whenever I take a sip, I'm waiting for that hard hit of mango. Like that mango aftertaste.
Yeah, no, the mango aftertaste is there without a doubt. I'm just not a huge fan of the like how it tastes like up front.
Yeah.
Like the first.
I get vanilla on the back.
I'm not getting much vanilla. Let me taste yours. You poured from the bottom.
Yeah,
I
may, you didn't
roll
it, so I may have had all the vanilla down here.
Let's see. I don't know.
What a process.
He's gonna drink old beers until they're done and give me his verdict. You don't get it?
No
vanilla?
Not enough. I don't know.
Well,
I know my brain is gonna think there's a difference. No, I don't think there is.
Well, now that list pissed me the fuck off.
Wait, hold on. We can't move on.
How can we not move on?
The two of you didn't say your opinions.
Oh, the ugliest actor?
Ugliest, like, famous person.
Jay Leno's not that good looking. He's not the ugliest, but...
Yeah.
He's not that good looking.
Yeah, but like, I feel like
what
he's like...
Conan O'Brien?
Conan is... He's like a regular looking dude.
He's
not like shark eyes, though. They're like real beady and black looking. Like he's like a fucking...
He's one of them guys. He's one of those guys that just like I look at and it's like, why the fuck is he there? You know,
he's a very famous comedian.
Yeah,
he's a very famous like television host
on a late night show. I don't know. I don't really like that.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't like his face.
You like Jimmy Fallon? You have a thing against late night hosts?
I really don't even watch those shows.
I can't really think of. I don't watch stuff with ugly people.
Like, Steve Buscemi is the obvious pick, but only because,
I don't think
like...
he's like...
Yeah, but because he's, like, conventionally, like, not...
When he was younger, he looked perfectly, like... Not perfectly normal, but he looked... He didn't get better with age.
Yeah, I mean,
his eyes are just too fucking big.
He wasn't
a lady killer by any means.
That's not Steve Buscemi.
Yes, it is.
That's Bill Skarsgård. Like, even right there, like, he's not...
He's not...
Like, this is just,
that's
like,
a bad
that's just,
picture.
Like, the worst picture of him all
yeah,
time, and it's his fucking Wikipedia picture.
You could take a bad picture of a lot of people, and...
Like, that's not, he's not the ugliest person ever there.
But he's a phenomenal actor.
Like, even there, he's not very ugly, he's just old.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's just, yeah, kind of has a bad haircut.
See, like, even there, FDNY, firefighter, you know, he actually, I mean, they say it all the time, but he, like, he responded at 9/11.
Really?
Even though he was an actor, he, like, he suited up, he responded, because he's, like, he was fire department. No, he definitely did not age well.
Willem Dafoe is not that good looking.
Willem Dafoe...
Who's that?
...is pretty... He might... He's pretty
he's
fucking
ugly.
He's not
ugly, he's just a little weird looking.
His jaw can, like, unhinge to swallow children.
He looks weird with a beard. Do you ever see
yeah,
him with a beard?
Yeah, this one?
Yeah. He's a great actor too, though, man.
Straight up ape.
I love him as Green Goblin.
Yeah, that's what he's most famous for.
Definitely not what he's most famous for. He's pretty famous for it, though.
That's the first thing I think of whenever I see the.
Oh
God,
is that? Oh.
It depends what like, what generation you grew up in, I guess.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like for us, it's Spider-Man
yeah.
for sure.
I mean,
holy shit, go back to the one where he had long hair. Or he looked young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, when he was young, he was normal looking. He was actually an attractive dude when he was younger.
I'm saying, as
some
just
people, old.
Don't,
some
age
people
well.
Don't age well.
Some people don't age well. I mean.
What about,
But there certainly are people who are
everyone
just
thinks,
ugly. And
everyone
have,
thinks
they
this dude is, like, really hot. And, like, I think his face is fucking weird.
Who? Chris Pine.
Chris Pine? He has, like, a. Maybe his face isn't as great as a
completely normal looking person.
His head is fucking massive though. Like, his face is like they dragged all the sliders on his fucking player model.
I
like,
think
real
it's partially
his
haircut in that picture.
No,
because
even
he
there
looks
he's got a lot of fucking head in like.
Oh man!
Like that picture. He's not as like good looking as everyone thinks he is. The facial hair definitely makes him look better. But, like, with no facial hair, he's, like, not that special looking.
I mean,
everyone's trying to fucking put this dude's penis in his mouth.
In his mouth.
Trying to put his own dick in his mouth. I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer. I think the only real answer is Steve Buscemi. Like, as far as young, like, actors...
I feel like you have to drink a little bit of this to get, like, used to it, almost.
Yeah.
Because now I'm getting the vanilla.
Oh, yeah? All right, here's something.
You need to think about it. You need to think, like, vanilla.
Is the S or the C silent in the word scent?
They each perform their own function.
What a cop-out answer. Piece of shit. What do you think, dude?
I'm not gonna give one no credit. That's not fair.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
why isn't the word skent?
Because it's just not.
Why the fuck is it spelled that way?
I don't know. Why is fucking anything spelled anyway?
Okay, well, my follow-up topic of conversation is, what the fuck is wrong with the English language?
Every language has some dumb shit in it.
Yeah, but we have so much.
I don't know any other languages as fluent as I know English, so obviously I'm going to think English.
I took Spanish... There was nothing in Spanish where I was like, why the fuck is that way? You know, I took Italian. I took Italian for years. And never in Italian did I run into something where I was like, why is that letter there? Oh, it just is.
That's
do
you
hear
took it?
It
at like such a low level. Like if
I took
you became,
4 years of Italian.
If you, yeah, but you're not fluent in Italian. Like if you became fluent in Italian,
yeah.
There's probably plenty of like exceptions and shit. Like with the like the genders of words, like
yeah.
Some of that shit's retarded.
Right, but that all yeah, but that all follows like a rigid like that makes sense. Like it is and always
I'm
is.
I'm sure there's plenty of exceptions in a lot of languages.
Like we have I before E, and we have silent fucking letters, and we have like why?
I don't know.
Stupid as shit. I say we simplify the whole fucking thing. Sense spelled with an S. Drop the C.
Like kindergartners?
No, well then it'd be like you sent mail. You can't do that.
Yeah,
there's no way
it's
to
just
fix
like
that.
A point of context.
It's context. Like if I said like, oh, I sent something in the mail, you could be like, Oh, how'd it smell? You're not going to ask me, like,
Well, maybe when they make that change, then you have people would say shit like that.
Fucking kill them. That's how we weed them out. People who can't keep up with contextual fucking language, off with their fucking heads. Yeah, both their
dead.
Head and their dick tip.
They're
both
dead.
Heads. Make them be gone.
Sent. It's sent. Skent.
Ugh. Skent. So, we're... How far are we in? We're about halfway through. I want to take a quick break. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Alright.
And then I'm gonna do our first ad plug. And then we're gonna come back.
Alright.
So, here comes the ad. First one. Hope you're ready. Are you fucking hungry?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you. There is a food truck that just opened, owned by one of my good friends, Vincenzo, who actually may stop by for the second half of this podcast. But today was his opening day of his food truck. They are called Chenzo's Bites, and you can find them at the Englishtown Auction. Englishtown Auction, it's a famous fucking place, Raceway Park. So if you ever find yourself over in the area, going to Raceway Park, watching drag racing, fucking monster trucks, any of that man shit, or lady shit, shouldn't specify. Anyway, pop over to Chenzo's. If you want to go to the auction, you go to the auction, you can buy some fake clothes, you can buy stolen goods, you can buy swords and switchblades, you could probably buy a kid if you wanted to, if you looked hard enough. Me and Paul once got invited to go, or was it me and you that got asked to go into that guy's trailer
to
sample his VHS porn collection?
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't have come out of that trailer for sure.
How long ago was that?
I'm making this sound worse than it is.
Hello,
the porn guy is gone. A few years ago.
Oh, wow.
The porn guy is gone. And he was replaced by Chenzo's Bites.
Nice.
No, he wasn't. But they got an awesome selection. Vin makes all the food himself. He's real hardworking. And the food's delicious. He's a classically trained chef who just didn't want to be in a fucking kitchen anymore. Wanted to be his own boss. Bought a food truck. And, they do some sausage sandwiches, rice balls, croquettes. Potato croquettes are fucking awesome. They're adding some french fries and some chicken cutlet strips and calzones to the menu. And, I mean, I've had it before. Paul, we had the sausage sliders today, and they're fucking good.
Great.
Yeah. Come with pepper jack cheese.
The rice ball is great.
Roasted peppers and onions on a nice bread, too. Like it's a nice bread he puts them on.
Yeah, I don't know what
the rice ball.
I think you put it on something different the first time we had it.
The rice ball is fucking out of this world. It's got peas. It's a Sicilian rice ball, so it's got peas and ground meat on the inside, and cheese, like in the rice ball. Ooh, get the fuck out of here, dog.
It's tasty.
It's some good shit. So even if you're not in the area, take the trip. You won't regret it. Hit them up on Instagram, Chenzo's Bites. You can find them at the Englishtown Auction. Side note, I did all the graphic design work for the truck, so I might say I did a good job. And,
that's pretty creative.
Vin's our boy, so all I can do to let people know that his food is fucking amazing, you should try that shit. So we are going to be back to our semi-regularly scheduled programming. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, at Chenzo's Bites on Instagram. Fucking follow them, eat their fucking food, you son of a bitch. What the fuck is up? We're back. Thank you for listening to the ad, or the plug, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So, Dan, I'll ask you first.
Alright.
How long do you think you could live off just dog food?
I don't. Like, you mean just like dry dog food? I mean, I guess that's the
or anything right. That's
food anything
for a dog.
Food for a dog.
They make a lot of food for a dog now, so you got some options.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess forever, you know?
Forever? Not forever. Die eventually.
I'll live until I die. That's my answer.
Everyone does that every day. They live until they die.
Are you talking years?
How long?
Yeah, like a
how
full
long? Because even just like how long? No, how?
How long would it be happy doing?
Yeah,
it?
I understand. Like theoretically,
you
could eat dog food forever.
10 minutes.
But like, how long do you really think you could eat nothing but dog food?
Probably like a whole day.
But like, when I give up, like, okay, so like, you're saying how long? Like, how am I compensated? Like, what's my motivation to eat it at all?
Because like, all right, because like, I understand like nutritionally, like you could
survive. But like, is that my only option? Like,
yeah, no, you only get to eat dog food and water. Water and dog food.
What if I...
You get table food event occasionally.
What if I'm like, nah, like, I don't want...
No, table food, just dog
food. What if I say, like, nah, I don't want dog food anymore?
Then you lose.
That's me dying?
You get $1,000 for every week you do it.
Okay, $1,000 for every week I do it. It's $52,000 a year.
Does it have to be consecutive?
That's taxes.
Does it have to be consecutive? That's a good question. Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise you could just do dog food for a week and get a fucking $1,000.
And then stop for a week and then just do it the next one. Yeah.
It's
got to
be consecutive.
All right, it has to be consecutive.
1,000 a week or...
No, 1,000 a week.
Yeah. I would say maybe like 100 a day or like maybe $100 per meal.
I could eat anything. I could eat anything that's like
dog
designed
food.
To be eaten by dogs. Like that dog ice cream we saw in Wegmans, I could eat that.
Yeah. Anything that's marketed as dog food,
dog.
Like for dogs, you can
it
eat.
It was fucking, what was it? It was something and cheese. Ice cream.
No, but that was just one flavor.
Doesn't matter. It's still the fucking.
Yeah, but I mean, if I'm given options, that sweetens the deal a little bit.
Yeah.
I would do it.
Anything that's marketed as dog food.
I would do it at least for like 3 months.
Yeah,
at least that's
dude,
a lot of money.
Yeah, but 3 months is a long time.
Every day,
eating something.
But listen, that's $52,000 you could get in a year, on top of what you're already making.
All you gotta do is eat dog food.
All you gotta do is eat different food.
Yeah, but you know, it's
not as simple as just saying different food.
Dude, $52,000 a year. That's
to eat
a lot
dog,
of money.
To eat nothing but dog food.
That's a lot of money, though.
And I guess you could take vitamins if there's certain vitamins.
Sure,
now
you have to take it.
So you have to sustain yourself.
Yeah, but like, if I'm a good boy, do I get like a treat?
Yeah, dog treat.
Yeah, but some people give their dogs regular food occasionally.
That's true.
Oh, so you might look
at the end of every month, you get a dinner.
Oh, then I could do it for a year.
Year?
I could do it for a year.
If at the end of every month you got a human dinner?
Yeah, I could do it for a year. Do I pick the dinner?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah, I could do it a year. That's $52,000 for basically doing nothing.
So your breath would smell like dog food all day.
I can't chew gum. Can I get, like, the dog eat dental sticks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the greenies.
Yeah.
I can brush my teeth.
Sure. You have to use the dog brush. It's like a hard, like, plastic fucking, the hard rubber, like, things. And you put, like, you brush your
dog. I don't even
know
what a dog toothbrush does. That doesn't count.
It's not
that's
a human
not,
toothbrush.
That's not
you put on the
dog
of your
food.
Finger.
That's used dog toothpaste, though.
But that's not food. That's unrelated to
swallow
the food part.
Of it.
No. I'm using regular toothpaste.
Alright, fair. That's fair.
I could do it for a year. Dude, if I put that $52,000 away... if I put that $1,000 a month into the stock market...
$1,000 a week.
A week, I mean? If I put that $1,000 a week into the stock market, I could retire, like, probably another, like, 10 years earlier.
If you did it every year?
No,
if
I did it for 1 year now, when I'm 23, compound interest on $52,000 for 30 years, I could retire when I'm 50.
Yeah.
If I put 52... Let's do the math.
Good. Yeah, what do you think? Same
Let's
circumstances.
52... Oh, shit. There's something there. 52,000 times one... What are we saying?
No, but Dan also makes
What are our annualized... What's our annualized return? Like 4%?
Yeah.
That's already
like
taking
pretty...
inflation into account. Times 1.04... Oh, wait, I gotta, like, put the calculator on sideways mode to get all the, like, functions. So, wait.
So, what do you think, Dan?
It's 1.04 to the power of, what are we saying? Like, let's just say 45
years. Before you retire?
Oh, wait, yeah, wait, no, that's wrong.
It's
1.04 times, shit.
Well, like I said, it's definitely a lot easier said than done, in my opinion.
No, shit, but $1,000 a week.
There's no way that I can...
$1,000 a week?
I know, it's a lot of fucking money. I know, but I just... I don't know, man. Like, I'm a person. I have to
You're already
eat.
Not eating human meat, so what the fuck's the difference?
Dad,
eat the dog food. You're already practically eating dog... You're eating fucking cow food every day.
But
you're,
it's
you're
good.
Eating,
it's like,
you're,
it's
you're
not...
eating dog food?
That's
no,
a
hundred,
that's really not as much as I thought. It's only another $170,000.
It's like a nice honeypot to have, though.
You can't retire with $170,000.
No. As you retire to the
but,
grave.
But I already have a retirement plan in effect, so this extra $170,000 gives me an extra couple of years. I sacrifice 1 year now of just eating shitty
dog
food. So I can retire, like, 4 or 5 years earlier?
I mean, you have to consider, though, like, some of the, like...
This is, like, 4 years. I can retire 4 years earlier.
Like, some of the gourmet dog foods is, like, real fucking... Is, like, real chicken and real veggies.
Well, what I'm saying is I do it for a year, and depending what I think of it, if I think sacrificing 1 year is worth retiring 4 years earlier, maybe I'll do it another year.
Retiring
I wouldn't do it more than, like, 3 years.
You know, you make it your every year, like, your diet, that's what
for
you
my
mean.
Life? If I did that for life, I could probably retire now.
Oh, definitely.
$52,000 a year? Like, I'm not going to be, you know, living large or anything, but...
All you just eat dog food.
All I could do... Yeah.
And you have to pay for food.
Honestly, what I would do, I would work part-time and travel a bunch and eat dog food. Well, you know what? The fun part of traveling
is
like,
eating
the
food.
Good
food. Eating the food.
It's not
eating
like, oh, let me try, like,
Taiwanese
French
dog,
dog
food.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I'd do it for, like, two, 3 years... That'll give me a solid 10 years early retirement.
I mean, if you did it until you retired, that's $1.5 million you get for just eating dog food. So if you just did that as
no,
your
but
job,
then, but if you invest it also, then you need to.
Yeah. So what was it? So 15.
You would have to do it on Excel.
Oh, because yeah,
every year
would be invested.
And
the percentage
yeah.
changes. Yeah. That's true. I don't fucking know shit about Excel, so.
One of the jobs I applied for recently, I had to take an Excel like test.
Certification.
Yeah,
Dan is certified.
And
for
there,
a bunch
there
of
were
stuff
like
that.
There were like typos in all the questions though, so it's like it was retarded.
I have well, I mean, the next thing that I have on this like short list is boop boop beat his ass, but we got to that.
I don't know
early.
Why you that made the list.
Well,
because
I wanted to show Dan the video boop
yeah.
boop beat his ass. See, when you say it fast enough, you can't tell if I'm eating his ass or beating it. Boop, boop, eat his ass. Boop, boop, eat his ass. The P and the B are just, they meld.
They merge.
They meld.
So, I was reading today that, like, have you been following all this shit with Flint, Michigan?
No.
Well, they still, like, their water is, like, still not.
Still fucked up.
Like,
yeah.
Not drinkable. And apparently it's like has nothing to do with like the supply of water, but like all the pipes are now contaminated and all the pipes are like eroding and like putting lead into the water and shit. They are so fucked. Still.
How long has it been? It's been like since
we live in a society.
We live in a society. It's
oh
been years.
God.
It's been like a few years that we've like that Flint has not had like drinkable water.
I mean, I typically don't really follow. I don't really follow like shit like that.
Because they also
I
stopped.
Follow like world news. I follow like geopolitics.
Yeah,
I don't follow that shit.
They also, I think this week they stopped their like they said their like water lines were fixed. So like this week they stopped their supply of.
Like bottled water. Bubba.
So they're no longer getting bottled water, and their like tap water or whatever, their mainline water is like not drinkable.
So what the fuck?
What do they pay for water? What do they pay like for like?
What are their water bills?
What's their water
like,
bill? What's their price per like gallon? Price per thousand
Flint
gallons.
Price per gallon water. So water supply and treatment costs, City of Flint approximately $10 to produce 1,000 gallons of water versus the average of $2 per 1,000 gallons for the peer utilities.
No, that's water treatment. The water, what do people at people in Flint, what do they pay?
What do the citizens
bill?
Pay? Oh, okay.
Because honestly, if I had to buy only bottled water for drinking and cooking, but the water bill was way less, it might actually be cheaper.
Let's see.
Someone's got to do the math.
Flint water bills are some of the highest in the country.
Okay, so that's certainly not worth it.
Yeah. Water bills and stable... Water bill credits from the state will end this month. Well, there's an attempt to get an extension. She's deeply concerned about the debt position of the city. Because they... Okay, so up until... This has been over for over a year. They were having their water bills credit. They were giving credit for their bills, so they weren't paying them. So for a year, they've been paying their fucking...
Their own bill, yeah.
So, some of the country's driest counties, see what they pay. So, Riverside, California is $38 a month. Phoenix, Arizona is $38. Las Vegas is $48. And Dallas, Texas is $55.
Yeah, but that's... I'm talking per gallon, because people in these places might use more than people in the other places.
Well, I think the point is, like, these are places where, like, water isn't, like,
I know, but that's not that big a difference.
Well, I mean,
like, if someone in Riverside...
38 to 60, because 60 is the average in Flint.
Yeah, but, for example, like, 48, 70, let's round that to 50. And 55, 59, let's round that to 55. That's 10% more money. Are they using 10% more water? I don't know.
Well, but the point is they're paying 10% more money, and their water is 100%
not drinkable. Yeah, but they might be
using
a different amount, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I want to know per gallon.
Huh. Flint, water.
I think the what you had before was better, $10 per 1,000 gallons instead of $2 per 1,000 gallons. It's five times as expensive.
Here, I don't know if this is going to be like per gallon, but.
Go down, it's not restaurants or markets.
Utilities.
Water is bottled, so yeah, utilities.
Basic utilities are approximately $225.
That's everything, though. That's per
yeah,
month
that's
for
what it's heating,
square.
Electricity,
yeah, no,
electricity,
that's
garbage, and everything.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was gonna say, since the water's shittier, it should be cheaper.
Right, of course.
So I would pay less money for shittier water if all I had to do was buy bottled water. If it would make financial sense.
I mean, they shouldn't be
bottled
paying
water
for water
is fucking
at all.
Cheap as shit.
Like, they shouldn't be paying for
you
water
go to CVS,
that's not
you get a 24-pack of water for, like, $3.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have to take a shower and close your mouth and hope you don't fucking swallow any, you shouldn't be paying for that water.
Yeah, fuck that.
If that doesn't make sense. Just don't swallow it.
Fuck. I swallow water sometimes. I don't swallow, but it gets in my mouth sometimes.
Yeah, but if your water had lead in it, you would know better.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'm not saying, you know, they should have water, but I mean, if they paid less, maybe there'd be people who were like, all right, well, I'll just buy water, because the water here...
It's also, like, not an affluent community, though, which
I know,
is, like,
that's,
the other,
that's part
like,
of the
issue.
Problem, yeah.
You fall asleep, Dan?
I'm fucking tired, man. Work killed me today.
Yeah?
And these beers are not helping.
How was work? What'd you
do? Well, the next beer has coffee in it.
You think, like caffeine?
I have no idea.
It might
Google
coffee.
It. Might
do coffee stouts have caffeine?
Let's find out.
They definitely do.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Are
you still typing? It's there.
In the news, aside from that, yes, coffee beer does have caffeine, but determining the exact amount would be tricky without a laboratory analysis. A lot of other ingredients besides coffee, obviously. They have caffeine, though.
Might give you a little...
Might get you that boost, boy.
All right, that's what I'm looking for.
What do you have on your... How much you got left of your mango, boy?
I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I'll polish this off, crack it open.
Sorry.
And also in the news, a woman... yeah, slap yourself around, baby. A woman got in trouble this week because she put her piss in a 7-Eleven microwave and it burned down like...
That's a retarded
God, gross. I'd like to ask.
Fellas, is it gay?
What do you think the worst thing to microwave is?
Like, food-wise or just in general?
Just
anything.
Let's start food-wise.
I don't know.
Food-wise.
Nuclear
edible.
Weapon?
No. Okay. Right. So let's compartmentalize
this. A propane tank.
Okay.
I've been saying it for years. I want to put a propane tank
in a microwave. What's that on YouTube channel?
Is
microwave?
It okay to
is
microwave
it okay?
This?
Yeah. They did that, didn't they? I can tell you, don't burp in the mic. I was going to say that. Sounds probably awful on the earphones.
Probably.
Yeah, no, it probably sounds not good. Yeah.
What food do you think is the worst in microwave?
Milk staff. Ready for this coffee milk staff?
Let's fucking do it, man.
What do you think is worst?
This is going to be delicious.
The worst?
Now I know in the future not to trade.
You might
want to
take
that.
Water then and now and
yeah,
wash out your mug. You want to mix
out.
The mango with the coffee milk.
Take a bottle of water.
Coffee milk stuff. What food do you think is the
oh,
worst?
Oh, I got myself good.
Probably pizza.
Pizza's the I microwave pizza all the time. Fuck
that's
what's
retarded.
Wrong? You're an idiot. What the fuck are they saying?
I think Dan misunderstood the question.
What is the worst thing to microwave?
God
like,
damn it. I got coffee on your
oh my god, Dan.
Sorry. I got coffee
oh,
on your back.
Did you really?
A little bit.
Oh shit.
Oh,
I got
Jesus
coffee. Look,
Christ.
I got it
here
on
we
me
go.
Too.
Oh,
wait,
coffee
what is
on
this?
His back.
Is this water or coffee?
No, it's
water.
That's water.
Dan
okay.
missed the cup.
I got a little bit on your back.
When he
was
pouring the coffee.
I was trying to get like.
I got quite a bit
glass.
Of coffee on my shorts. That'll come out.
So I have to wait for you guys to just ask you the question. All right, all right.
Everyone, buy OxyClean. It always gets everything I get on myself out.
OxyClean, sponsor the podcast.
Dude, OxyClean is fucking mad good.
I fuck with OxyClean. I have some upstairs.
Fuck everything else.
Yeah. All right, that's it. We're good.
Bullshit.
Just got on my sock.
Dan,
what
do you Truman think?
Should really not fit. Look, dude, I got some on me and some on you. Look how fucking high to the top it's filled.
Yo,
look at this shit.
I know, I see it. It's filled.
Do you see that?
It's filled to
there's
the top.
Probably like...
A centimeter, 2 centimeters.
Not even a centimeter. There's like maybe 4 milliliters of headspace in here. Which is good. It'll keep the beer fresh.
And more
but
beer.
For God's sake. I'd rather have less beer than get it on me.
You know what I hate, though?
I'm afraid to even pour it.
I hate when you spend, like, a fucking dollar or whatever else on a bag of chips, and it's air. It's straight
look
up fucking
that, man.
Air. Wow. Give me this. I need
so what is this called? What is this called?
Air Corpse.
Air Corpse by Trune.
I've also had Corpse Air by Trune. Which is actually a barley wine with coffee and, like, other stuff.
Still washing my mug.
We have to go to Troon, though, man. We're going to go this weekend.
Wait, hold on. I want to hear this answer for the microwave thing.
I asked you, bro.
I said pizza, man.
Pizza's the wrong answer. Think harder, because people
that's
like
not,
pizza every day.
Yeah, no. I'm saying...
That is, like, how people
no,
heat up pizza.
Oven
tuna
pizza.
Fish.
Microwave oven.
I put pizza on
tuna fish still in the metal.
They can't put metal in the microwave.
That's against the rules, even for this question?
You know, first of all, doesn't it fucking... Like, you're not supposed
yeah,
to put metal...
Yeah, but I'm saying that's a bad thing to put
no,
in the microwave bag.
Just the food.
Wait, still wait.
Tuna fish. Microwave
you,
tuna.
Did you take a sip of this yet?
No.
No?
I didn't either. Wait for me.
I've had other Trune before. Like, I know it's going to be good. Actually, this might be my first... Well, I've had a Trune
you got all the head. You have any head on me. This beer didn't give me head.
You don't get head, bro.
DJ Khaled. What, alright. So, Dan, not pizza, please.
Wait, are we saying, like, just item-wise or food-wise?
Food! We're starting with food. Food.
All
what
right.
food do you think would be the worst to microwave? Just as far as, like, how it would taste afterwards, the lingering smell it would leave in the microwave... Just in general.
You know what? The only bad thing that I've really had that did not taste like as close to the original as any other food I've microwaved is probably pizza. But I will eat pizza hot or cold. It's not like...
But
like,
but pizza in the microwave isn't bad.
I mean, it's not like what it is out of the oven, though. Out of the oven, you like the crust is more, crust. This shit's like you fucking the cheese on rubber.
It's not the worst.
No, it's I guess not, but I don't know what else I've heated up in the microwave. Or I'm just like, okay, that's the worst thing I've ever had besides microwave pizza.
But it's not the worst thing you've ever had. What do you think? Use your imagination. What do you think would be the worst?
Tuna fish.
Tuna's
I'm
a good answer.
I'm sticking by tuna
I have,
fish.
I think I have a good
like
answer.
Like with the mayonnaise in it
yeah,
already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
tuna
salad.
Tuna salad.
I don't even heat up tuna.
That's what I'm
no,
saying.
No,
that's
why
it would
be fucking disgusting
in
the microwave.
Except for tuna melt. That's
oh, yeah.
Tuna,
yeah,
tuna melt,
really
though.
Could you, would you microwave that and it would still be good?
Yeah, maybe he's right. Tuna might not be that bad.
I'm thinking like a Caesar salad.
Yeah.
All dressed
gross.
Up. Like,
okay.
Hot lettuce.
You know
like,
what, man? This is the dumbest fucking thing because you're supposed to be eating hot food that you're reheating.
I don't think Dan understands.
No, Dan's
question.
Not getting it at all.
What would be disgusting to put in the microwave and eat? Caesar salad, right? That'd be disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, imagine putting a Caesar salad in for 45.
And
right?
It's hot.
It's like hot salad.
It's
like
steaming.
The sardine dressing is like
what
fucking
about
hot.
Fucking like cereal.
Okay, there,
milk and
there
cereal.
We go. Milk
now
and
we're
cereal.
Talking.
Now we're fucking
talking.
Now we're talking.
Microwave some Captain Crunch. You're disgusting.
Microwave some other cereals though, and you just end up with like
what
fucking
if you,
oatmeal.
What if you microwave like fucking?
Yeah,
like,
you're right. It might just taste like oatmeal, so maybe it's not so bad.
Okay, maybe
what food by? Okay, so there are foods that like cannot be cold, like a hot dog. A hot dog has to be hot. Like,
it's in the fucking name.
It's first of all, it's in the name, and if you even a lukewarm hot dog is like,
good.
I don't want this anymore. Like. There has to be a food that's like that, but in the other direction. Like, a food that's cold.
That's what I was trying
to
figure
hot.
Out.
Like, ice cream,
I guess. I was going to say ice cream.
Cake, maybe?
Yeah.
No,
because warm
can,
cake
yeah,
is
fresh,
good. Warm cake is delicious.
Cake. Soup?
Caesar salad, you don't want...
No, maybe soup, like a cold, like congealed, like fucking... Oh, no, but no, but you want it
you
hot.
You want
no,
it
I'm
hot.
Saying, what do you want to be cold?
What do you want
what
to be
must cold? Be cold? What foods must be cold?
That's not like ice cream.
That you would put in the microwave.
No, just
no,
in general.
Just anything. What food has to be cold for you to eat it?
Oh, like, because you know what, now that you think about it, there's not really any, like, dinner served, like, dinner,
There's cold soups. Like, gazpacho is cold.
But there's not, like, really any dinner platters that are just, like, kind of served cold.
Cold?
I mean, you could serve cold vegetables, but
so
at
we
the
we
same time...
want them that way,
exactly.
Though. What about, like, salad?
I think salad's
who goes
good.
There?
I think
she's
salad's
beauty.
Good.
She's Grace.
Dan is here.
Oh, there we go. Would you
bring
eat,
us it.
Would you eat microwaved cereal?
Do you want us to mic you up?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You want to pull in a chair and sit next to me?
Yeah.
Go get a chair. Like salad.
Wait, did you guys take a sip of this yet?
No, not yet.
It's really good.
Can we do this now?
All right. Oh, you
well,
bitch.
All right, well,
I'm
gonna...
cheersing with Dan.
All right, cheers.
Chin chin.
It's really good. It tastes like coffee.
Cheers,
Do you remember when we went to Equilibrium and had single shot?
Yeah, it was like the digital looking can.
Oh no, it was. I'll show you a picture.
It looked like a bunch of.
Are you getting up?
No, this is single
shot.
Oh,
you're just moving that around.
That's pretty fucking good. I like that.
The beer?
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's very good.
This is single shot.
I like that.
Oh yeah, I remember
this
that.
Don't
try it.
This
coffee.
Thank you.
I mean, this is one of the best milk stouts.
Can you close the door? So, we're talking about what would be the worst food to microwave, based on the fact that this week some woman microwaved her piss in a 7-Eleven.
I'm gonna stick with salad.
They do have those free microwaves.
Some woman put a cup of her own urine in the microwave, and they had to, like, she ruined the whole They had to throw it out, probably.
Oh my god, do you imagine how that 7-Eleven smelled? Oh,
awful. So, like, I'm saying, like for
okay, but is it cooked food? Is it, like, first cooked food?
No, just any food. Dan's answer was pizza.
Why? Could get a little creative in that?
Well, we're talking about. Well, I thought we were talking about reheating hot food.
I mean,
he misunderstood the question.
I think a Caesar salad, like hot in the microwave.
No, anything with
lettuce,
you can't.
Like, cause even like the other day, I went to Chipotle, and like you know when you order online, they put your food in the warmer. Mm. The only downside with that is that your lettuce is usually either that or if you get the queso, because
like,
the queso is hot. And your lettuce gets, like, hot when it mixes with the queso.
Last time I went to Chipotle, I don't think I even got lettuce. Like, it's honestly a waste of space.
I like the lettuce.
I like it, but it's, like,
it
doesn't really do anything. It doesn't really, like, does it improve it? Not really.
It depends.
At Bubba's, it
when
does.
It's, when it's, like, when it's cold and crispy and it mixes with the sour cream. But otherwise.
I don't know, man.
Oh, you know what's out?
I always get a bowl, though.
Bubba's has really good lettuce.
That's true. That
you know what else you should not put in the microwave? Any type of fruit.
Like an apple? An apple in the microwave?
No!
Well, no. The
only
time...
Grapes? It
the
would be
time,
soggy. Oh,
the only time that
that's
would be
worse
good...
Would they stay crispy? Like a grape? Like a nice, solid,
no way.
Ripe grape?
No,
would
no
it
way.
Say?
It would evaporate. I'm sure it would evaporate.
Raisin?
It would just squirt like boiling water into the
You open it up.
I think Dan locked it down. I think fruit is worse.
Oh. A banana. Like you just peel and bite into a hot banana.
Not warm. Like not in your backpack.
Hot. Like
warm,
you put it in the microwave
hot.
For like a, like at least a minute.
What about like a hot kiwi?
Kiwis.
I
personally don't even
like
kiwis to begin
kiwi
with.
Really?
Kiwis
are so
they're good.
Kiwis
like don't
good.
Get me wrong. Like pretty much any fruit I like, but. If I see a nice mango at the store, I'm buying that shit
and put it in the microwave. Right?
No, like a kiwi. Like if I see kiwis, I'm like, oh, they have kiwis. Cool. Like it's summer. Like, but like if I see a mango,
hot peaches.
I'm buying that shit.
No, people eat hot. No, okay, but here's the thing:
baked apples,
apple pie,
yeah.
Baked apples,
it's
pie. Gross.
It's different biting into it.
Yeah.
The thing though is that
like grapes,
heart.
Like you know, you're not like the best part about grape is eating a cold,
yeah,
like
grapes are
firm
good.
Grape.
Yeah.
So if it was
that's
warm,
good.
I think grape would be better.
Grape, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
We might be. We might
you
be
can't
different.
Dehydrate fruit with a microwave because
no,
then
no,
people
no,
wouldn't buy dehydrators. So like, what does happen? Like,
it gets hot.
Boil,
it just,
like,
it
you
just
like
excites
boil it
the
inside.
Water molecules.
Do you realize
we're
how
like
much fucking
like
really bad shit that a microwave exerts in order to heat your food up within like 10 seconds?
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Oh, everyone that works at Applebee's is gonna have cancer.
I don't believe.
If you go to Applebee's, I've worked not at Applebee's, but I've used the Applebee's kitchen.
You have?
Yeah.
Why?
In high school, we did a fundraiser and we cooked breakfast in the back for at Applebee's.
What?
Yeah. It was
really,
like,
with the pancakes and shit?
Yeah. And,
how many microwaves do they have back there?
It was 15.
Wait, ready?
They don't even, they have one griddle, like a 15-inch griddle that they just, like, finish the steaks and the burgers on.
Yeah.
Everything is microwave.
Yeah, wait, Paul.
What?
Actually, Dan, although grapes are made up of mostly water, they can actually ignite when they're microwaved. Videos of grapes spewing white-hot, fiery plasma have made their way.
Plasma. Wow.
And then the other one were hot peppers. Hot peppers catch on fire, but the cap... What is it?
Capsaicin.
Capsaicin? Is that how I pronounce it?
Yeah.
Capsaicin.
It becomes airborne when you microwave it, so when you open the microwave, it, like, bursts out, like, spicy air.
Spicy air. That's not bad.
It's fucking spicy in here.
That's not bad. If we figured out a way to put that in a can, you could like spray it like Lysol, and everyone just
Pepper spray.
So pepper
no, but no,
spray.
But it's like no, but pepper spray is like is a liquid.
Yeah.
Pepper spray is liquid.
Any aerosol has to be a liquid, though.
But it doesn't spray like a liquid per se. It sprays like a light mist.
It's a liquid
of pure capsaicin.
That's basically what pepper spray is.
Alright, well, Nona just accidentally invented pepper spray, and I didn't know it existed already, so...
I spray pepper spray on my food instead of hot sauce.
You trying to die, homie? There's hot sauces that,
spray
like, they're extracts, and you're not supposed to, like... You're supposed to put them in, like, sauces.
In another
and
ingredient.
In chilies.
Yeah.
Like, in, like, a chili or a sauce. You're not supposed to, like, put it, like... On,
I
like,
really
your
need
fucking
to buy
taco.
Green hot sauce. I want not green hot sauce. Like, yeah, green hot sauce or salsa verde. Dude, I saw the coolest thing.
Go to Chipotle and put it in your pocket and walk out.
I saw the coolest thing. I want like salsa verde though. Anyway, I saw a really cool product in Wegmans. I think it was in like the international aisle. It's avocado like sauce.
Why?
It's like a green, creamy sauce in like a glass bottle.
I don't know.
So what is it? Like they've just like diluted
an avocado? I don't even know. I just saw it, but I didn't pick it up and look at it. I just saw it. I was like, because I was kind of in a rush the other day when I was in there, because I just stopped there after work, and I was just like, I need to get this, this, and this, and this, and I'm leaving. Like I had my list. I was getting what I was needing. Like, no impulse purchases. No time wasted.
Like,
I want to get home.
I mean, it's just, like, fucking guacamole.
But I saw it, and I was like, you know what? I need to remember that for next time, like...
Where you're, like, not
in a
rush.
To Wegmans. Yeah.
It's... Well, I mean,
so
people,
if I end up there tomorrow...
People make, like, avocado sauce. It's like guacamole, but it's just, like...
This was, like, liquidier.
Yeah,
they
just
liquidier.
Blend it.
I mean,
like, you squeeze it, and it comes
out. No, it was a glass bottle. It looked like hot sauce, like you...
Oh, shit.
I don't know if it was spicy or what. I'm going to buy it because it can't be bad. Like, how bad
I mean, I'm, like, not...
Oh, well,
you know, and
you know what? I've had avocado salad dressing before.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, dude, the date on hot sauce is, like, years.
Yeah,
so, like, if I buy this and use it once a fucking week...
Not only that, but...
Because I make breakfast tacos, like, twice a week.
Yeah.
So,
do you
sauce?
Really? Weekdays?
Yeah.
Fucking animal, what's
before
wrong
work,
with it?
Yeah.
Before work, you get up at fucking 5 in the morning.
I get up at 5, dude, it takes me literally 15 minutes to make breakfast tacos.
What are you putting them?
Egg, avocado, cheese, that's it.
On taco shell? Or in like
on taco shell.
Hard?
Salt. Flour tortilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Takes like 15 minutes, so I get up at like 5:50 by the time I shower. I take long fucking showers in the morning, though, so like I take like 25-minute showers in the morning. That's the only reason I get up at 5:50. I could get up later if I took a quick showers, but...
Really?
Yeah. I take like 25-minute showers. So I get out of the shower like... Well, this is including like me putting in my contacts, doing my hair...
You ever get up super early and then
that's
get in the shower and sleep in the shower and then...
I've never done that. 6:15, by the time I'm dressed and downstairs, it's like 6:20. Not quite 6:25, but it's after 6:20. I make a breakfast taco. It's like, I don't know, 6:35, between 6:35 and 6:40. I eat it, brush my teeth. It's like 6:45, and I leave.
Right.
And I get to work at, like, you know, I'm never on time, but my boss isn't there when I get there, so...
Doesn't matter. Let's catch Dana up.
Hold on, I want to hear more about avocado dressing. I've never heard of that before.
I'm going to look up this thing
I saw
in Wegmans,
actually.
It's a pasta
sauce, too, apparently. I just looked it up. Like, I just looked up, like, recipes for...
Where'd you have it, and when?
I've never had it. I said I looked it up.
Oh.
You said you've had the avocado dressing.
Yeah.
Oh, the salad dressing.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it literally tastes like...
Is it liquid?
Avocado. It's more... It's kind of like, you know how, like, French and ranch is...
It's, like, thick.
Thicker. Yeah. This might almost be even...
Did it taste good, though?
Yeah. I mean, it tastes very... It's very fresh.
Oh.
It's very refreshing.
Oh, okay.
Because it's got
good,
like... It's got the good, like, avocado flavors... people use different spices depending on like what they're going for. Like, I
yeah,
know
they
simple.
Have Wegmans brand avocado sauce, but I don't think that's the one I saw. They have a few different avocado dressings. Avocado poblano dressing, creamy.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably good.
Sounds
sometimes
good.
For lunch, I make myself a tuna sandwich, just throw some avocados on there. Good stuff.
I'm, like, not an avocado guy, really.
Avocado
well, you know
is so good.
You don't do your grocery shopping, and your mom doesn't really...
She has avocado.
She buys one.
Oh, yeah, they use it sparingly. It's fucking $6 an avocado.
No, it's
maybe,
true.
I guess, the one I saw might have been the Wegmans brand, because it does say that it's in aisle 16A. Tangy condiment and dipping sauce, it says.
It's probably
because they usually add like lime to it, just like guacamole.
That's probably
that
it.
Would probably be really good on a breakfast taco.
Would it be good in the microwave?
I mean, I don't think it necessarily matters in this case.
So
it's just a condiment.
Anyway, Bill Cosby convicted.
Yes.
He did a weird thing that we couldn't find on the internet for some fucking reason.
Did he walk like the older brother from Little Bill?
With his fucking back vertical.
Yeah. No, horizontal. Parallel to the ground.
Yeah. North Korea shook hands. North Korea changed their time zone to match South Korea today. Who do you think is the ugliest celebrity?
Ooh. There's some pretty ugly ones.
Yeah.
Well, who's considered a celebrity? You talking like A-listers?
Famous person. Anyone who, like, if you said their name, I would know who they are.
Okay.
Who do you think? Dan gave his answer. Dan gave kind
I didn't
of like
hear
a.
Any of you.
Dan gave kind of like a cheap answer because like it's.
Because it's.
It's like
reasonable.
It's like an obvious cop out answer. I feel, but
no
not
way.
To say it's not true.
Yeah. You know who I think of?
Who?
You know that lady who got all those like injections to look like a cat?
Yeah. She was on the list.
Was she really?
Yeah, we looked it up. She was on the list.
She's who I think of.
Yeah. Dan said...
But, maybe, but I know that there's like gotta be...
You gotta take that, Dan?
No.
Okay.
I know that there's gotta be a collection of ugly old, like...
Well, that's what we say, because like Dan said...
Dudes now, right?
Dan said Steve Buscemi.
Mm-hmm. You know what, though? Like,
but like, he's also old, and if you look at pictures of him when he was young, like, he wasn't, like... ugly. He wasn't traditionally super, like, supermodel handsome, but,
no,
like,
I know.
You know, he wasn't an ugly dude. Same with, like, we looked at, like, Willem Dafoe, who's, like, a fucking freakazoid now.
Young Steve Buscemi looks like Angelina Jolie. Have you ever seen it?
We looked earlier. I didn't know. I did not make that connection.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it the other day, but you just reminded me of it. Look.
Oh, yeah.
It's
you
fucked
know,
up,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, one of, like, the ugliest people in the world.
Oh, my God.
Is compared to, like, one of the most beautiful
We stopped
people
the segment because you know who was 13th on the list of ugliest celebrities?
Who?
Natalie Dormer.
Who's that?
Marjorie Tyrell.
Oh, my God. She's, like, two on, like, the hottest, like...
I know.
Women
I know.
In Hollywood.
Yeah, no, we cut the segment right there. I got so mad. Like, this is so fucking stupid.
What?
Like, she's one of the hottest women, like...
I know.
In, like... Who is like a celebrity?
When I think of like celebrities that I'm attracted to, like she's in that group of people.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm not okay. So like you know like your Jennifer Aniston, your Jennifer Garner, your like well, Mila Kunis doesn't count.
Why?
Because she's also in my list of top hot celebrities.
Yeah, she's really hot.
No, I'm trying to think of. Like, those celebrities that were super popular and hot in, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, pretty much any... I'm not, like, particularly any... They're just, like...
They've washed over.
Yeah, maybe that's it. They're all beautiful, obviously.
Like Miley Cyrus?
No, I'm thinking, like, I think of Jennifer Aniston. Maybe I'm thinking of, like, that's just,
like
the Friends era, like...
Talk about, like, that kind of, like, TV show sort of thing.
Yeah, like that sitcom, all those, like, famous sitcom women, I guess. I'm trying to think. I can't believe I can't think of any beyond Jennifer.
Like, Courtney Cox was, like, Rachel and Friends. Like, she was, like, considered very hot.
Yeah.
She wasn't Rachel.
I know. She was fucking... She wasn't Rachel. No. She was, Monica.
But she was Joey.
She was Joey.
Like, there was, like, that...
Joey's, like, the funniest name ever. There's very few names funnier than, like, funnier sounding than Joey.
It's like a child name.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing we were talking about is, you may not appreciate this.
That's okay.
But we were talking about, Dan was telling us about this guy. We were talking about Bill Cosby.
Right.
And Dan was telling us about this guy who he was, like, a similar type person where he was on a children's show. He was, like, a puppeteer. But he was going on all these, like, forums and talking about how, like, he was into, like, cannibalizing young children.
Okay.
And he was writing posts as if it was something he was doing. And I was
Which he probably did do.
And I was trying to say that, because Dan said, use the word but.
No,
and I was trying to say that, like, it's funnier to say, like the situation's not funny.
Right.
But it's funnier to say, like, to use that word, like, the juxtaposition between, like, such, like, a... like an awful thing and such like a juvenile word to say like he was eating a kid's butt. But I was trying to say it was funnier than saying that he was eating a kid's ass. But it's not funnier. It's not. It's so much funnier to say that he was eating a kid's ass.
Stop.
Just,
actually, I like butt better.
Just based on like societal context. Because one more or less implies, like, the physical act of, like eating someone's body part, while the other is, like, a sexual act of, like, tossing a kid's salad. So, like...
What?
Oh my god.
Are we gonna get taken off iTunes?
I hope not.
No, there's no way.
I'm gonna flag you.
No one... We also have one review. Review the fucking podcast, assholes.
Stop yelling in the microphone.
We have one review. It's a 5-star review, and it's just three of the bee emojis, like the red one, like the red bee. It's just three of those from someone I do not recognize their username, so thank you.
What's the username?
I'll tell you right now. It is Kim Labs, LABSZ. Thank you very much for the review. I don't know how you feel about the podcast, but you gave it 5 stars.
She says it's 5 stars.
That's true. 5 stars.
Yeah, and that bee thing is like the meme.
Can't be that bad, I guess.
What does that mean?
It's like the bee meme.
Well, no. It's Boys Brews Beyond. 3 Bs.
Oh, shit.
I'm thinking of bee from
Reddit. Oh,
that was
shit.
Obvious.
I'm thinking of bee from Reddit.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I thought that was obvious.
Oh, see, I'm stained by the internet.
Number one fan right here. That's who it is.
5-star review.
We should put him or her on the... Kim, I guess. We should put her on the podcast.
Write an email. We'll read it out loud.
I will not pay your travel expenses, but...
Oh, my God.
Come hang.
We can Gmail you in. We can Skype you in or whatever. I'm typing Gmail.
You guys are being
not.
Way too hype about
it. We can Skype you in. I got an email from someone recently. A long time ago. Someone
Jason?
Emailed me in February.
Can we talk?
He messaged me, can we talk?
Of course we could talk, Jason.
Yeah.
And I said, like, I'm so sorry. Like,
what's
the fuck
name?
Is up? Jason... I don't put his fucking email in here.
Yeah, okay, well.
I'm gonna cut that out.
You can cut that out, I guess.
But
I was just reading it to see if it, like, seemed like something I would know.
No, but Jason sent us an email, and he's a fan of the pod, and he wants to talk. And we can fucking talk. If you're listening, respond to my email, homie, because I want to talk. You're the first person to, like, email me about wanting to talk. Everything else is fucking... Amazon Web Services, which I'm not even using anymore.
Who cares?
And, like, fucking our hosting site. You're the first person to read emails. So.
Nice.
Thank you to Kim for that 5-star review. Thank you to Jason for reaching out, although you didn't respond to me. Even though I emailed you back 8 days ago. Although I emailed you back...
James.
Like a month after
you need to know when
to
send it.
I'm thinking, and I'm talking.
I won something on Instagram, and, like, they haven't
Where'd you
messaged
win?
Me back.
What?
A, what's it called? Fuck, what's it called?
Ew.
Baking steel.
What?
A baking steel.
Oh.
Carfax is harassing me.
What?
They keep sending me when they sell Honda Elements.
Oh.
Oh, that Ernie thing is giving me $60 back.
What? That fucking stupid-ass app never gave me anything.
Because you probably have it on the wrong card. Or your card might not have card services.
Maybe. Dan. No, not Dan. Paul, this is more a question to you. This is the last thing that I wrote down as to what I wanted to bring up. Is Idaho State is facing a fine because they lost a gram of plutonium.
Ooh, that sucks.
How big of a deal is that as someone who knows these things?
I mean, I don't know that. I...
They lost it. It's unaccounted for.
Yeah, but like...
If someone were to have stolen it, like, what would happen? Like, what could you do with a gram?
I don't know if you really do that much for the gram. I guess it was, like, enriched plutonium. That's a bigger deal, which I'm assuming it was, but...
Oh, you know what I want to know? I want to know.
The material was on campus from 2003 to 2004. So
I
it
mean,
was lost, like, a long time ago.
A gram is not a lot of stuff. But I, like, obviously, the industry I work in, we don't use plutonium. So I don't know, you know, how, like, strong.
Wait, you don't make bombs?
I don't make bombs. I don't know how. Well, actually, there's a product with the word bomb in the name.
B-A-L-M.
Yeah. Well, it's like, no, well, I guess it's, I don't know how it's spelled, actually, because, like, it's, I'm not going to go into all the details, but it's not the name of the product, it's the name of the base that product's developed from. I think it's, like, French, like B-A-U-M-E,
bomb,
I bet.
Yeah, but, like, it's pronounced the way we would spell it.
Anyway.
Bomb. Yeah, okay.
I don't know what a gram. You know, a gram of this is different than a gram of that, so...
You're telling me that,
so
like...
A gram of anything is not a lot, but, I mean...
Yeah, but you'd think of, like, a powerful material like that, something that, like, can be used for such dangerous things. I think they could,
you mean,
they could work
not
out...
Even here, and he said that. Did you see
what?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Holy shit. Oh, we'll talk about that after.
Did they not teach these kids anything in school? Like, how did they not cut that gram of, like, missing plutonium with something else and, like, just say, like, oh, yeah, no, it's all here. Like, how did, like, could they have done that, Paul?
What are you talking about?
They had a gram of something else
and been like, oh, it's all plutonium.
Well, I don't know how, like, I don't know if they test.
What the form it was
Did they test their bulk material for purity? I don't know.
What is plutonium?
It's just a radioactive element.
Do you think that, what form do you think they had it in? Do you think they had like liquid,
I mean,
or like a solid?
No,
form?
It's not a liquid. It's a solid. That much I know. It's a solid.
Oh, okay. I don't know shit about plutonium.
Yeah, it's a solid.
So they couldn't like put like a little uranium in there and been like.
I don't know how they regulate it. Like, if they take a sample from you and test it,
it would show
that it's not as pure as
it was
supposed,
to
be,
yeah.
Or as pure as it was.
Right.
I don't know, but what, now for a year they can't, what?
It just, whatever, they, that year...
Are they fined, or...?
Yeah, they, apparently last year... three different teams at the school conducted a physical search looking for, like, the leftover gram of plutonium, and they never found it. So, like, it's like a... I mean, because it's a controlled substance, it's like, you're not just supposed to have that.
Yeah,
I'm sure they were given to it on contract by, like, for, like, research purposes. Oh, experts say it's not enough plutonium to build a weapon, but it's enough to create a dirty bomb so they could, like, blow up
well,
a, like, a house or, like...
Well, it's been missing since 2014, you said?
No, 2003.
Oh, shit.
If no one built a dirty bomb by now, they're not.
Maybe they're still figuring it out. Can you use the ground plutonium to grow more plutonium?
A dirty bomb is just a regular bomb with radioactive material in it, and it just spreads the radioactive material like dust. So is that anyone who could build a regular bomb could build a dirty bomb if they have that? So
can you?
It's not hard to build a
can
bomb.
Can you use that gram to make more?
No.
How
would you do that?
Sorry.
I have no fucking clue. I'm just asking. No, I don't know.
Can't do that with any material.
Good to know. I feel safer already. I had no idea.
Except cancer. I guess cancer creates more cancer.
It's not an element, though.
It's
not, like, on the periodic table.
Dan,
I feel like you came
in
so late.
The 127th element is cancer.
Okay.
You stink.
The element of surprise.
I don't mean to.
You guys know that Dana messed up her nose.
Yeah.
It's looking good.
Let me see.
I can't even tell.
She's
got
like a little bump. You've been putting the stuff on it.
Not as much as I should.
You should.
Because
you still have a scar.
I know. I'm still disfigured and ugly.
I did say that. It's on the episode. You can't.
Yeah.
Can't dispute that.
Right.
You said disfigured.
I think I actually called her Frankenstein. Which is worse.
It's okay.
How you look at it.
It's okay. It looks good.
Yeah, no, you look good.
It's doing great. Thank you.
Frankenfarm.
All right, finish up.
We're at about 2 hours. Let's wrap this shit up.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been the true episode 8 as opposed to last week's fake episode 8. I'm here with Dan and Paul and Dana, who came in late because she was sleeping, which is okay. But, you know.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, you just need, like, just go to the next thing.
I'm just elaborating on one fact. I don't give a fuck. It's my goddamn podcast. Anyway, you can find us on Twitter at @BBPod. You can email us at boysbrewsandbeyond@gmail.com. You can listen to this on iTunes and Spotify. Or not Spotify. Not Spotify yet, we're trying. But iTunes or the Google Play Store, but you probably already are. For those of you who are wondering why you can't find us on SoundCloud anymore, I know someone reached out to me and asked about that. We're not on SoundCloud anymore. I took them all off. SoundCloud was asking for a ton of money to upload, like, the amount of time and material we needed.
What?
So, yeah, we're not on SoundCloud anymore. So you can find us on Apple Music or the Apple Podcast Store or Google Play. Or you can listen to us on our website, which you can find on our Twitter.
Or we'll mail you each episode on a floppy disk for only $39.99 a month.
Dude, not a bad idea. So don't be afraid. Email us questions, comments, questions for some of the more recurring guests like Paul and Dan. Send us videos you want us to watch, topics you want us to discuss, anything you could think of, really. Just because we want to interact with people who listen more, it would be a really cool experience. And I feel like it's sort of like a rite of passage for podcasting to have, like people reach out to you and ask you shit. Thank you for listening. Look out for the episode next week. I'll keep everyone updated as to when it's coming out. I'm going to put this one up tonight, Saturday. So you listen to it on Saturday. It's going to come out Saturday. I'm going to upload it right now. And
well, listen to it exactly a week
listen
from
to
today.
It. No, don't do that. And I will talk to you guys later. So see you later, Brew Crew. All right, we are out. Say goodbye, everybody.
Howdy.
Peace.
Bye.
Later.